Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Gabriel Birkins is a 15-year-old from Yucca Valley who has been reported as missing. The Morongo Basin Sheriff's Station received information that the teenager may be in Long Beach. Due to his hometown being Yucca Valley, the information is also being shared here in case he is seen in the Morongo Basin. Birkins is described as 5'6", approximately 140 pounds, and he has brown eyes and short brown hair. You can see photos of him on our website at Z1077FM.com. If you see him or have any information on Gabriel Birkins, contact the Morongo Basin Sheriff Station at 760-366-4175. The Yucca Valley Town Council voted to allow the Old Town Beautification Project to advance. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with a recap of last night's meeting.
The Yucca Valley Town Council approved a resolution that allocates $3.25 million for Phase 1 of the Old Town Beautification and Sustainability Project and awarded a construction contract to begin the build. Phase 1 of the project includes building a 97-car parking lot, several electrical vehicle charging stations, restrooms, shade structure, and lighting, all of which will be located along Elk Trail between Yucca Trail and 29 Palms Highway. The project has been nearly 4 years in the making and was made possible in part by Measure Y funds, as noted in remarks by Council Member Merle Abel.
This is a fantastic project. This is exactly what Measure Y should be doing, is reinvesting in our community. These kinds of projects I get excited about because we're going to get a return on our investment. Because we support small business, we support our downtown area, and we are going to see that come back to our community, back to our taxpayers, with people spending here locally.
Town staff expects construction on the project to begin in June and to be completed in November. The town council also received an update on the Interagency Council on Homelessness and Local Homeless Services in the Morongo Basin, as presented by town manager Curtis Yakima. The update included information on the annual point-in-time count of unhoused and unsheltered individuals in San Bernardino County, which was conducted in January. A preliminary review of the count revealed that Yucca Valley's 2024 houseless population was in a similar range to that of 2023. The count's final numbers will be released in May. This is Adeline J. Wells reporting for Z107.
In just 25 minutes last night, the 29 Palms Planning Commission not only elected new leaders, but swiftly tackled three rundown properties within city limits. Reporter Heather Clisby was there.
At the outset of last night's 29 Palms Planning Commission meeting, outgoing chair Jim Cruchat nominated fellow commissioner Max Walker as the new chair and Jessica Cure as the new vice chair. By 5:03, the matter was settled and seats were switched. The commission then heard from the city's code enforcement team on three separate properties that have become eyesores. Code enforcement officer Vanessa Cabrera explained that code enforcement is solely reactive and responds to complaints and anonymous tips from the community. The three properties in question have been in violation of city codes as far back as 2015, and Cabrera explained the delay.
The reasons these have been pending for so long has been due to the desire to obtain voluntary compliance on the part of the property owners and due to the changes in personnel in the code enforcement department. These cases had been started, and due to legal timelines, once it expires, the next officer has to start the case file again.
The first property features two dilapidated buildings, and although the owner obtained a permit last year for a roof replacement, no action has been taken. The commission declared the property a public nuisance and dangerous buildings, thus clearing the way for demolition. The second property is on the east side of town, a vacant parcel north of Old Dale and west of Wilshire that has become an illegal dumping site. The commission declared the property a public nuisance and provided code enforcement with an order of abatement to haul away the trash and place a lien on the property to cover city expenses. Owned by an elderly man who does not live in the city, the last property went the same way as the first and is now declared a public nuisance and dangerous building and is slated for demolition. The owner has not been to the property in many years, and there was evidence of a previous fire and squatters. Reporting for Z1077, I'm Heather Clisby.
Directors at Yucca Valley's High Desert Water District meet in regular session at 4 o'clock today. And on down the road in Joshua Tree, the Joshua Basin Water District's regular meeting begins promptly at 5:30 p.m. Here's reporter Mike Lipsitz with your Wednesday Water Roundup.
At the High Desert Water District, directors will embark on a busy agenda covering next steps following the rate study, a look at 10-year projections for labor costs, and a request for proposals in the Phase 2 sewer build. Today's meeting takes place at the district office on the highway at Inca Trail. And at the Joshua Basin Water District, directors are expected to consider a new appointment to the Citizens Advisory Council and look at directors' compensation. Those items are in addition to regular reports. Tonight's meeting is at the district office on Choyita Road in Joshua Tree. See the story at z1077fm.com for links to both agendas, which include instructions for remote attendance. Reporting for Z1077 News, this is Mike Lipsitz.
Hear live music and see daring feats this weekend at a fundraiser for the Morongo Basin Cultural Arts Council, MBCAC. The event on Saturday features Jessica Von Rabbit, Adra, and aerial and fire performances. Radio Jed will provide immersive soundscapes for the evenings, and local artists and MBCAC members will be available to chat. The event is hosted by MBCAC President Robert Aronson and will feature food and drink from a number of local sponsors. The fun and fundraising begins at 6 p.m. at the Booth House, located at 75727 Baseline Road in 29 Palms. Tickets are $30 and can be purchased at the door. Do you pickleball? If so, you'll be able to play in 29 Palms at the end of April. City Recreation Division Manager Carrie Minitree and Special Events Coordinator Scott Klinkscales were the guests on last week's Up Close show with Gary Dignot, where they discussed all things pickleball, including plans for new pickleball and tennis courts at Lucky Park.
I'm really excited about this because it's been something I've been wanting to do for a while.
Have you played pickleball?
I haven't, but I want to.
Okay. What is pickleball, Carrie?
From what I've heard and what I've seen, it's a much smaller scale of tennis / ping pong, I guess you could say.
Okay.
High intensity. It's a lot of fun. Anybody
love
can play.
It. I know Yucca Valley just converted a couple of their tennis courts to pickleball, and it's packed all the time.
Yeah.
So.
We're really excited. I think it's going to be really, really popular.
Yay.
If you recall, Lucky Park had tennis courts.
Yeah.
Tennis kind of died out a little bit, so they were converted to basketball courts.
Basketball, yeah.
Okay. Plan was to bring back tennis. A lot of the community members had requested that, and I said, well, let's do a combo. Pickleball's picking up in popularity, so let's do a tennis/pickleball combo. So one of those full-size courts at Lucky Park will be converted strictly to tennis and pickleball. So they're all going to be resurfaced, and that project should be completed at the end of April. So as soon as that's done, we'll let the community know. We'll do a ribbon cutting, and we'll, you know, invite people to come out and play pickleball.
You can listen to their full conversation by downloading the Z1077 Up Close show as a podcast at our website, z1077fm.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. And finally, Copper Mountain College is holding a basketball camp for girls in 7th through 12th grades this weekend. The college's Fighting Cacti will hold the two-day camp to develop skills in young players alongside team drills. The camp will be led by Coach Clement and Coach Maya and run Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. both days at Copper Mountain College's Bell Center. Camp is $40 per girl and includes a Fighting Cacti t-shirt. You can register at a link in this story at z1077fm.com. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmatz.